show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Hello, I'm collecting for the Geeks Benevolent Fund. Benevolence Fund.
Over there, in the media corner.
Thank you.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. This is the show for Wednesday, August 12th, 2009. Gee, I hope it comes out on the 12th.
We'll do what we can.
Our batting record isn't so good on these deadlines lately. If this is your first time listening to Technorama, thank you for joining us. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. We appreciate you giving us your time. I am Chuck Tomasi, and with me is Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I'm benevolent.
Great. Like you say a new word and he latches onto it. Doesn't really know what it means, but it sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good.
It's going to be like Pee-wee's Playhouse. Every time we say benevolence, everybody scream.
Yeah, if you're in your car or wherever you listen to your podcast, whenever you hear the word benevolent, scream real loud.
Mecca, mecca, hi, mecca, honey, ho. Oh my goodness, we're up to... Before we get too far off the deep end, we want to remind you that the best way to do your remote tech support is with a remote tech support program like GoToAssist.com. You can try GoToAssist.com free for 30 days to let you see what's on the other person's screen, including their Hulu video of Pee-wee Herman. No. You really don't want to be watching that with them. If they're running into problems and you're just kind of stuck, and we know that a lot of people aren't tech savvy out there, they're going, my thing doesn't work. You know, it used to come up over there. And yeah. You really can't debug problems like that over the phone. You've got to see what's on their screen. And that's where right. GoToAssist.com comes in. It's so simple to use.
They fit in that little piece of the puzzle you need to help your loved ones or whoever.
And it's easier to use than a baseball bat, trust me.
Yeah, and see, the other thing is, if you help them out and you do it for free, then they'll think you're very benevolent.
Ah! Yeah, I need a sound bite. I'll see if I can find one during the break. That's really sad. Oh, no. Again, try GoToAssist.com free for 30 days at GoToAssist.com/podcast. All you need is a web browser to get started. It's terrific. Oh, I can see where this is going already. Coming up in tonight's show, we've got Ice-T shows us his troubleshooting expertise. Costume fails at Comic-Con that are worthy of money, and transparent aluminium is here. Yes, I said that right. More of that after this.
There's nothing like an apple. But do you really appreciate everything that is an apple? Sure, there's the attractive outer skin, but then you get to the meat of your apple, right down to the very core. There's a lot in there. Discover all the goodness your sweet apple can provide you, along with the occasional rotten spots, worms, and bugs. With the Typical Mac User podcast and website, go to typicalmacuser.com. Go on, take a bite. It's quite tasty. Mm.
This is David Levy, amateur astronomer, lover of the night sky, and comet discoverer. You are listening to Chuck and Craig on Technorama.
I couldn't find screaming, but I could find cheering. Can we have a cheering sound effect? Whenever somebody says that word? Oh, where'd it go? Whenever someone says that word?
What word?
Benevolence!
Hey, even chat in the chat room. I mean, shout in the chat room.
I'm going to say it three times real fast.
Don't, please. The chat room has picked their theme for this evening, and apparently it is something I can pronounce this time. And I'm not sure it makes sense for everybody's handle, but I'd like to give a shout out to all the people in the chat room. We have AD101, Claude101M, me, you, and my water bottle is popping over here. That's what that was in the background. Thought for a moment it was like capacitors exploding somewhere.
Yeah.
Frungi Geek Craig, Juan Cero Vic.
Wow.
It reminds me of Men in Tights when they were in the prison at the beginning of the movie. He goes, on the count of keek. Ready? Keek.
Get a keek.
Mad Marv, Mark 101 Shepherd, Ogre Kev, PGH 101, T. Elliot, but he's using the I's and O's in his name as ones and zeros. Very creative. We give him an A+. The Giant and Z101 or Z Iserol.
That's right. Hey, by the way, did you miss Ferengi?
Did I said Ferengi? Ferengi?
No, and then you said Geek Craig. I thought I heard it, and then they started yelling at you in the chat room. So
hey,
our benevolent chat room
rhymes with bungee, so it's Frungi.
Yeah.
Now we got that straightened out. See, it's the first time where we didn't get the names right.
Say all that in our benevolent chat room.
Frungi, I asked Frungi, I said, where are you from? He said, Florida. I said, how long have you been listening? He said, since I won that prize about a year and a half ago.
Cool. Wow.
And then he said something very nice. He said, I wish I had come along sooner. I was wondering what took me so long. So if you're not joining us in the chat room, you can do that. If you be around on Sundays around 9 p.m. Central, 10, is that right? 10 Eastern. And whatever that comes out to the next day, GMT.
Yeah, just
go to chuckchat.com/webcam. You can see us live. You can participate. You don't need to log in. All you got to do is give yourself a handle, and boom, you're there. Or if you have an IRC client, we'll give you all the details at the end of the show.
Yeah, you're in like Flynn.
Also want to give a shout out to the happy birthday people this week. There are very few, so we need you to go over to our wiki at chuckchat.com/wiki. And add your name to the birthday calendar. We'll make sure that we get you when your time comes. That sounds like the Grim Reaper.
When your time comes.
August 15th is Martha Holloway. And on the 17th, it's Clive Jevons from Germany. So,
sure it's not Jevons?
Call us. Email us. Let us know.
Yeah, tell us.
We'll find out. If you want to join the birthday calendar again, go to chuckchat.com/wiki. Add your name. Are we ready for the news? As he picks an audio clip at random?
Do it.
Good news, everyone!
Yes!
The good news is that one of our favorite Star Trek elements...
Future technologies?
Future technologies is apparently becoming a fact.
Yes.
This is from the Oxford... What is it called? The University of Oxford. Imagine that.
What is it called?
Well, I'm looking at the URL. It's ox.ac.uk. So, yeah, that's it.
Hey. Hello, computer.
Oxford scientists have created a transparent form of aluminium. Yes, I'm saying it that way because it is from Oxford. By bombarding the metal with the world's most powerful soft X-ray laser. Transparent aluminium previously only existed in science fiction, featured in the movie, of course, Star Trek IV. But the real material is an exotic new state of matter with implications for planetary science and nuclear fusion. Wait, I want to do my bad British imitation, because this is...
Oh, gosh.
Okay. In this week's Nature Physics, an international team led by Oxford University scientists reported the short pulse from the flash laser knocked out a core electron from every aluminium atom in a sample without disrupting the metal's crystalline structure. This turned the aluminium nearly invisible to extreme ultraviolet radiation.
That's awesome.
What we've created is a completely new state of matter nobody has seen before, said Professor Justin Wark of Oxford University's Department of Physics, one of the authors of the paper. Transparent aluminium is just the start. The physical properties of the matter we are creating are relevant to the conditions inside large planets, and we also hope that by studying it, we can gain a greater understanding of what is going on during the creation of miniature stars
created by high-powered laser implosions, which may one day allow the power of nuclear fusion to be harnessed here on Earth.
Hey.
I'll stop there before I hurt myself.
Hey, later they were seen bombarding beers with X-ray technology and gummy bears.
What?
What's the university? They're probably stacking like triangle beer, you know, beer pyramid and making them disappear.
We've got cell phones. Now we've got transparent aluminium. However, yay, this is only visible in the ultraviolet spectrum. So it's not really, I mean, not visible, but it's only invisible transparent.
Hmm.
So what good does that do us? You got to carry around a black light and your, you know, Jimi Hendrix poster?
My Led Zeppelin. Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm painting transparent aluminium, man.
Hey, well, is that how they, did they accidentally figure this out with the black lights turned on? Whoa, did you not see that?
No, I didn't just not see that.
You have no tea. Come on.
All right, moving right along. We've got photos from NASA.
Yes. This is a Ares.
Ares 1X. IX 1X.
Yeah, they're piecing together a new rocket. It's actually one of the bigger rockets that they've ever had, the most powerful one. And I think it's supposed to launch here shortly. I can't remember. But anyway, it's targeted for liftoff on October 31st. And they're putting it together. These are some impressive pictures. And we've had pictures like this before where they're assembling the shuttle in the same hangar.
Is this in the VAB?
I think it is.
Vehicle Assembly Building?
Yeah, I guess so. So, yeah, if you can see it, you can see them piecing it together. And it looks like this is impressive. It's huge.
I'm sure the pictures don't do the scale justice, because these things are huge. What do they say, 327 feet high?
Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes. If you figure they call a building 11 feet high per floor, so that's a whole lot of floors. That's like a 30-foot building, or 30-story building.
So this is why NASA was big in Texas, because, you know, everything is big in Texas.
It's like a whole nother country. Because it is.
It was.
We also have from Gizmodo, Microsoft is giving us a pressure-sensitive... I am still on the news, right? Or did I jump out? Okay.
No, you're good.
I'm just clipping right through. He said it. He said it. Our last story in the news is about Microsoft's pressure-sensitive keyboard from Gizmodo. Could change the way you type. What they've done is kind of like a piano, only it's got three stages of sensitivity, soft, medium, and hard. And you know how on the cheap keyboards, you press a key and it just makes the same sound. There's no change in volume. But if you use a real piano or more expensive electronic keyboard, it's pressure-sensitive, so it plays louder when you hit it harder. That's kind of the example they have on this computer keyboard. And there's a couple of cool applications that I can see in here. First of all, they said it could change the way you game. I highly doubt that, because I think, don't most games use game controllers now?
Yeah, well...
How many games do you play on the keyboard?
I don't know. There's a lot. Well, World of Warcraft, a lot of people use that kind of thing.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay, I'm showing I'm not a big gamer then, because most of the games I play are on the Wii.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you got sensitivity on there too.
Right,
you know,
right.
Kind of, but a little different on a keyboard. But, you know, when I read this, the first thing that I thought of was, now you don't have to type in caps to be angry on the internet or
right.
shout.
You press harder and the letters get bigger. In the example they showed on this video, they also showed that if you're typing and you accidentally make a mistake, like in the example he was typing got, G-O-T, but his hand invariably hit the I. But the I was not hit as hard. Mm-hmm. The software could pick that up and go, it's a superfluous character. Never mind about it.
That's interesting.
And then the other one they had was the pressure-sensitive, what do they call it? The overloaded backspace, where if you hit the backspace lightly, it will backspace over one character at a time. But if you hit it hard, it will backspace an entire word at a time. That's kind of neat.
Why are you talking so angry?
No, the one thing
I would love... You know what I was thinking?
What?
All right. You know what I was thinking also was that it'd be interesting to see like a topographical map sort of as you're typing, get a different pressure, see the pressures on the letters. you know, like a top-up.
That's
map?
Exactly what I was going to say. How do I normally type today? Because I tend to be a fairly aggressive typer.
I know. Well, I've been on the phone before and typing, and people are like, are you mad? No, I'm just typing. But I will give Microsoft one bit of credit, is I do like their keyboards. And at one point, I liked their mice, but actually, I use Logitech mice. But, you know, I like their keyboards. I've always liked their keyboard. I use a natural keyboard.
Oh, we've been through that discussion. I'm going to stay away.
Oh, come on, man. What do you use, a flat keyboard?
No, I'm not gonna go there.
Come on.
You use a Microsoft natural keyboard on your laptop?
No, I don't.
Nah.
But actually, I don't type on my laptop as much as I do everywhere else.
All right, I'm not going to get out the lightsaber for that one then. But we do need Lenny back here for a minute.
Facts and strange stories.
One of our best strange stories in a long time is watching Ice-T, the rapper, actor, I think he's also director, many other things. You know the guy.
Yeah, very benevolent guy.
Oh, man. I had to keep my hand on this thing. He had an old MacBook Pro, I think it was a 17-inch, that he's had for a few years, and the video kind of gave up the ghost. And according to this article over on Gizmodo, it says, so the screen on your PowerBook died. Do you A, grab a hammer, B, foul-mouth Apple as your hot wife stands by, or C, demand a Snapple? If you're Ice-T, the answer is all of the above.
Yes, it is.
He kind of disembowels this MacBook Pro with a claw hammer.
To get the hard drive out.
Yeah, he pulled the battery, fortunately, but it was really funny. He goes, as soon as he uncovers the main logic board under the keyboard, he goes, oh, these are the important parts here. And he goes, he starts beating out with a hammer. You don't want to have this piece. If this falls out, you're...
Hey, you know what? Actually, I applaud him for protecting his privacy, his private data.
And then he says he's going to take it back to the Apple store and see if they'll help him out.
Hey, you know what? I upgraded the hard drive on my MacBook Pro, which is very much like that unit he's got there. And it was a pain to get into with screwdriver.
If you get the Apple Care, isn't it covered?
For 3 years.
Okay.
I guess you can re-up it.
And his was probably a little more than 3 years. Although the 17-inch MacBook Pro has not been out that long. I think he was exaggerating when he said 5 years.
Well, he also has money to go just buy a new one, and we don't.
You got me there. I can't argue with that logic.
Yeah. And, you know, I've seen these celebrities do pretty much what they want when they've got enough money to do what they want.
That's right. Listener Steve sends us a link to something that every office needs. It's the cellophane tape dispenser with a built-in 4-port USB hub.
I believe the quote from him was, convergence gone mad, or something like that, gone wrong.
He said, I saw this in the store and thought of Technorama. But
yeah.
Warms our heart.
Well, it's a tape dispenser with a USB hub.
But he also tells us that it's not Mac compatible. It's only Windows.
Oh. Yeah, that's kind of weird, isn't it?
I see three ports on this side. Maybe there's three on the other or something. It's just about 10 pounds.
There's one in the front.
British, so it's a little expensive for a tape dispenser and or a hub. Well, I guess
what?
$20 isn't that bad for a 4-port.
How much tape do you actually use nowadays?
Me? A couple times a week I'll be hitting my tape dispenser.
Hmm, okay.
I think it's just geeky enough that I might.
Are you taping together some Excel spreadsheet?
If you're interested, we'll include one to maplin.co.uk if you really want one that badly.
Yeah.
We like it, and we thank Steve for sending that along. Appreciate it. I have to find the remember when thing. There's too many things going on this end. Hold on. Now go.
Remember when you had to burn wood or some fossil fuel to cook your food?
Yep.
Remember when you had one phone in your house and it was attached to the wall?
Yep.
Remember when computers filled a room the size of your garage?
Yep.
Technorama remembers?
Yep.
Wait, actually, I don't remember.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Hey, anyway, I'll take that as my go. Hey, in the Remember When segment tonight, we have a special feature. It's Atari, the Golden Years, a history from 78 to 1981.
I thought he was going to say the benevolent years.
The benevolent years. How did I miss that? But anyway, go in here. It has a history. I mean, there's like 20 pages of history on Atari, their products, talking about quotes from different people, I guess, remembering these products. Like, here's the Atari, was that the 400, 800?
400, 800, whatever it takes.
Yeah, they're all the same. And it's pretty cool. I always thought that was an interesting looking machine until the Commodore came around. So anyway, go in there and relive Atari history. There's some good stuff. You know, one time I came across an article much like this for Infocom, and I was blown away by all the little...
Weren't they the Zork people?
Yeah, the Zork people. Yes, of course they are. And it was the history much like this, and it was funny how these companies were kind of scrambling to make their... Not just make their mark, but keep things going and to find their place, so to speak.
Anything notable out of this Atari thing article?
Notable? Well, maybe some of it you already know.
Nolan Bushnell. That's all I remember.
Nolan Bushnell, Mr. Chuck E. Cheese himself.
Wasn't he? Is that the same Bushnell that makes binoculars?
That I don't know.
Hmm. The mind boggles.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Heard
about
that before.
But yeah. We've heard that one around before. So anyway, go check it out. I always like looking at the art of all the cartridges that they have sprinkled in this article.
All right. Media Corner?
Yeah, since you're not contributing to this conversation, let's try that.
Doing five other things over here.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Hey, where can I find some good information about music and TV and videos and things?
Over here, in the Media Corner.
This thing, it just cracked me up. This is, what if movie posters use the bad reviews?
These are funny. I like these.
It's like Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. At the very top, it says, "It's just tired," from Amy Bocellini or whatever, Bancolini or whatever.
Independence Day. Robert Ebert says, "A serious disappointment."
In the spirit. I can't read it because the image is messed up. Can you read that one?
Yeah, if my scroll bar would cooperate
there
here.
To call these characters cardboard is an insult to a useful packing material.
You got to wonder if he really says that. I don't even know if I've seen Sorority Boys. There's nothing interesting about it at all, is what it says on the movie poster.
I like the Van Helsing one. This moronic abomination is not a movie.
I have no son. Sylvester Stallone, Estelle Getty in Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. Like, movie quote is, in the dictionary, next to the word desperation, ... there should be a picture of Sylvester Stallone signing a contract to star in Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. That's harsh.
Not as bad as Wolverine, the X-Men Origins Wolverine. Those movies where people get to an island somewhere, then discover that everyone's a clone, or the reactor is melting. Oh, I'm sorry. Back up. It says, imagine all that happening at once while only everybody's destructible.
Oh, my goodness. Fear in the Sky. It's an obscenity. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
We need to do that. All right, before we go into the Geek Library, I want to take a real short break because we got to remind people how to get a hold of us.
Warning. The Imperial Command has detected unauthorized or incorrect facts in the podcast called Technorama. If you detect information that needs correction or you want to have your say, call them on the listener line at 206-222-2422. Here's a nickel. Call someone who gives a shit.
Technorama. Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing packets.
In the Geek Library with TD0013's voice still ringing in your head.
In Tomasi's.
We have from Comic-Con via costumeprop.com the 12 costume fails from Comic-Con. And
I'm sure there are more.
This one looks like a cross between John Travolta's Saturday Night Fever costume, and someone slapped a stormtrooper helmet on, and I'm glad they remain anonymous. The caption reads, "Attention stormtrooper number 454, Disco is dead." Wait, there's more.
Yes, there is more. Here's the Ninja Turtle guy dressed as...
That is not a good Ninja Turtle for the first place. You got to remember, most of these do not even look like what they should be. It looks more like a fat frog. It says, is that velour?
Hey, I think the Ninja Turtle needs to be working out a little bit
there
more.
There are enough problems with this Ninja Turtle costume that it didn't need to be made from such a hideous fabric. The Hulk.
The Hulk here is...
He's like this thing. 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
And it says, this incredible Hulk costume has the proportions of a 10-year-old's drawing of the character and looks as though perhaps that same 10-year-old made it out of paper mache.
And you know what? It sure does.
It's awful. It looks like somebody drew this Photoshopped, hand-drawn,
colored it in. And
it's bad. Yeah.
It is bad.
Scrolling down, we find a Master Chief outfit. I did not even recognize this thing. It was so bad. It says, we're sorry to hear about the cutbacks, Master Chief. Maybe next year the military will be able to afford something other than cardboard for your body armor.
Hey, I can top it. Scroll down a little bit farther, and there's a guy with the carbonite Han Solo.
Oh, man, I just about died.
It says, oh, no, Han Solo is encased in aluminum foil.
It's
not even full body. It's like part of it. It looks like he's got little hands.
About his waist. His hands are sticking through, and so is his head. It's just aluminum foil.
Till we go to Dragon
that's
Con.
That's not the best one. They got a couple adults dressed up in robes and have broomsticks. This is, aren't you a little old to be attending Hogwarts? And... yes, Iron Man is in here as well. It says
it looks like somebody put red and yellow post-its on their body.
It's construction paper from grade school. It says after things went south for Tony Stark's finances, he was forced to downgrade to paper.
Paper man. You know what's funny is on his hand he's got a Christmas bow.
I couldn't even see it. I saw that the second time around and went, what the heck is that?
Hey, you know what's funny? See, this is what you're missing if you don't come and see the webcam.
Oh, man.
Chuck losing it. I'm sure he's crying.
That's not my favorite. It's at the bottom.
Oh, yeah?
It got Darth Vader wearing some kind of brown robe. A guy wearing a Boba Fett helmet.
Hey, check it out. It's Pimp Vader in the leisure suit Boba Fett. That's pretty funny.
I am so looking for these people at Dragon Con because you know they're going to be there too.
Yeah. Be sure to have your camera there. Hey, what was... I know I should remember it. Andy Kaufman, remember his little the guy that was Andy Kaufman and the singer, the lounge singer.
Not Vic Ferrari.
No, it was.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
That's what the Boba Fett reminded me of. That suit.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah. Okay, I think I'm composed again.
Tony Clifton, that's it.
That's it. Yep.
It looks like Tony Clifton with a Boba Fett hat on.
Also on the Star Wars theme, we've got a link from geekology.com about a comedian who spliced in scenes from Jabba the Hutt's place, you know, where Luke walks up and he tries to convince him that he's going to let him go. Only you don't see Luke, but you see all the other people, including Jabba and the little Weasley character.
It's pretty funny. It looks like Jabba the Hutt's a comedy club.
Yes, and the guy's just bombing. I mean, just of course he gets dropped down into the Rancor pit.
That's pretty funny.
It's pretty very creative and pretty funny, even though the jokes weren't that funny. You know,
that's okay. It's the internet. Who cares?
What did Darth Maul do when his land speeder broke down? He walked.
Yeah. Hey, and speaking of, we're on a Star Wars thing tonight. So here's a Star Wars inspired love letter. Please let me read.
Oh, no.
Dear Jessica, you asked me to stop writing these letters. You told me they will never change things between us. But I can't, Jessica. I can't just let you go. Even Darth Vader, as an evil Sith Lord, couldn't leave his son to die on the end of Return of the Jedi. You make me feel so safe, Jessica. So warm. I want to crawl up inside you.
Ooh.
Like Luke Skywalker crawled up inside his Tauntaun to protect himself from the sub-zero temperatures of Hoth, where the Rebel Alliance was hiding from the Galactic Empire.
Wow. I don't know why she didn't come running back to him.
And,
and of course, half the fun of when reading
when she was running so hard in the other direction.
Half the fun of reading these things is the comments underneath the blog entry.
Yeah.
It said, one reader says, restraining order. To which was replied, just a restraining order? I would kick that up a notch. And then there's another one just says,
but he sounds so benevolent, man.
What? Who said benevolent?
I said, he sounds so benevolent.
No, he did not. He sounded needy.
Needy. Sad. More like it. Okay.
So thank you for that. Finally, in the Geek Library, we have a contribution from listener Michelle, who sends us the Cyborg Name Decoder, which you can find at cyborg.namedecoder.com. And
I put my name in there, and what it does is it translates your name into a designation for a robot, like it was in an anagram. What do you call that?
Acronym. Acronym.
Huh? Yeah, that too.
Yeah, she put in Technorama, and it came out as Transforming Electronic Construct Hardwired for Nocturnal Observation, Rational Assassination, and Masterful Analysis. That pretty much wraps us up. Yeah, I can see that.
I put my name in there, Craig, K-R-E-G, and it came up and said, Killing and Rational Exploration Guardian. What happens if you put Chuck in there?
You're such a rational guardian.
Yeah, that's me. Here you go, Chuck. Cybernetic handcrafted unit calibrated for killing.
Woohoo! Of course, anything with a K is going to have killing on it.
Kill all humans!
I thought I saw two.
I love that line. Anyway, so there you go.
Thank you, Michelle. We're going to have hours of entertainment at cyborg.namedecoder.com with that one. Dude put his in. It said, artificial digital device used for dangerous exploration. This could be fun. Craig's got another one before we sign out.
I got another one?
Oh, I thought I heard you typing another one.
Oh, I did. I actually typed in my son's name, Harrison. And it says, handcrafted artificial replicant responsible for infiltration, sabotage, and online nullification.
That's kids. Yep. Sounds like Harrison.
Yeah, he's nullified a lot. I'm just kidding.
That takes us to the end of the show. We appreciate you giving us your time. We appreciate your support as well. If you'd like to show us your love, you can reach us on the listener line, as TD0013 said earlier, 206-222-CHAT. That's 206-222-2428. If you happen to be outside the U.S. and you still want to get a hold of us, you can always email us an audio file. Send it to technorama@chuckchat.com, or you can get on the Skype listener line. Just add ChuckChat to Skype, and you can get Skype for free from Skype.com, in case you haven't heard about that program. It's a neat little
Skippy
thing.
Skype. Oh, that's the French version.
No, then it would have a T at the end or something.
It does.
Come on. Really?
No. No, not really.
That's what I was waiting for. I like that line.
Oh, okay.
You can reach us on Twitter at C. Tomasi, Step K, or Technorama. Facebook, just look us up. We're there too, all over the place. We're virtually in your address book. Not really.
That thing.
Visit the website, chuckchat.com, for all the other good stuff that we have there. You can write us a review on iTunes. You know, there's the whole promote page. Just, we'll save you some time in the end of this show.
Yeah.
Don't forget, we'll be at Dragon Con, Atlanta, Georgia, Friday, September 4th, 10 p.m., room 204 at the Hilton. I'm sure we're going to be on some program somewhere, but, you know, if you happen to be listening to this on September 3rd and you haven't signed up yet, you're going, I'm going to Dragon Con. What was it? Just go to about the 37-minute mark in the podcast. You'll find it again. Friday, September 4th, 10 p.m., room 204 at the Hilton. We'll also be part of the Comedy Forecast panel Sunday, 8:30 p.m. Love to see you there. Man, can you imagine the turnout if you had 8:30 a.m.?
No.
Okay.
No. We've been to cons before.
Hey, you know, Dragon Con goes 24/7. Nobody ever sleeps there. It's like 3 days of insomnia.
That's why I took the next day off. I
want to thank Mad Mar for providing all the great blog content. Ustream for all their help with the video as we stream this live. If you happen to be around on Sunday nights and you want to be part of that fun, we'd love to see you there. Chat room was provided by freenode.net. Yep, just like the name says, it's free. Be there, be part of the fun. Show us part of Friends in Tech. Find out more at friendsintech.com. Also part of Farpoint Media at farpointmedia.net. A whole bunch of great audio podcasts are over there. Until next time, do us a favor. Share the love. Mm-hmm. Do like Frungies does and tell a friend. Till then.
Tell two.
Binary high five.
101.
Amen, brother.
Psst, by the way, benevolent.